Welcome to the 10 weeks of diet culture. It's like the 12 days of Christmas, but better. Over the next 10 weeks, we are unpacking a ton of diet culture bullshit.
Wow!
Because what's a better way to celebrate the holiday season? Diet culture is about to be loud AF come January 1st. So buckle up and join me. Diet culture, we're coming for you. Welcome back to another episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. But more specifically, today we are getting into our 10 weeks of diet culture series. We're jumping right back in. I think we're on week 5. Are we halfway there? Would that make sense that we're halfway to Christmas? I don't know. I am obsessed with the jingle that we made that to like intro this podcast episode. I'm so sad that we're going to have to get rid of it after Christmas and after we're done with this series. But you know what? It's kind of making me think that we should make a jingle for all of our series, because we have, I'm actually really excited about this. We have the Find Food Freedom podcast planned from this very moment all the way through the end of August 2024. And I'm not like a super, okay, maybe I'm lying. I was going to say, I'm not like a super planny person, but I am excited because I looked at the months and I was like, you know, what themes go with what months, and it's going to be awesome. So I'm super pumped about that. So I'm thinking for like each individual series, maybe we could do a similar thing. I don't know. I just love the intro and I love listening to it. It makes me so happy. I think it's just because I love Christmas music. Anyways, okay. So before we get into today's diet culture episode, right? The 10 weeks of diet culture, we're going to share a Find Food Freedom win of the week. And this one, I'm actually so excited to share because I'm not reading it off of a phone. I get to tell you a story of an in-person experience that I've had. And I will say these happen very few and far between, that I have conversations with people in person who recognize me from our social media and will come up to me and say things. But this is a really special one. So I want to share it with you. And yeah. So my husband and I the other night were on a date night, and we have not gone on a date and got a babysitter in quite some time. So we were super excited to be out, to be enjoying food, to be enjoying like a really nice meal. And we had just finished up our meal, we got some little boxes. And I was like, we should get dessert, right? Yeah. Like I really want dessert. So I asked our server if we could have the dessert menu, and she said, yes, like I'll be right back. And our server went to get the dessert menu, and all of a sudden another server like swooped right in and put a dessert on our table. And she was like, hi, I met you here like a few months back. I saw you walk in. I just wanted to say thank you so much for your podcast. I've been binging all of the podcast episodes. I just, we had our 3-day challenge going on. Like that was Tuesday night. We were out to eat and it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. And so she's like, I'm participating in your 3-day challenge. I just want to say thank you so much for all that you're doing, all that you do. It's so helpful. And she put the dessert on our table. And first of all, that was the sweetest, kindest thing. And it brought me so much joy. One, because, for example, right now I'm recording a podcast. I am staring into a webcam. I am looking at my face on a Zoom screen. And that's not really fun when you're constantly talking to a screen. And I am so beyond grateful that we have hundreds of thousands of people who listen to the podcast, who follow us on Instagram, who follow us on TikTok. I do not take that for granted for a second. And when you're the person staring at the phone, or any of us, right? When we're looking at followers, when we're looking at comments, when we're looking at likes, they're numbers. And so when I have the opportunity to meet a human being who is in our online community in person, because remember, our our organization is 100% virtual. And so I got to meet this human, shake her hand, thank her for being a part of our community. Of course, thank her for the delicious dessert. And I was just, it was such a sweet gesture. And it made me so happy that to know that like the content that we put out, our team puts out, that it's helpful. And when people say that, they're like, oh, you know this because you see it. And like, yes, we do see people comment that. I get DMs all the time. It's so sweet, but it will never replace hearing it in person and having an in-person connection. And I think that just speaks to how important connection is and community is and having that in person. So special shout out to the amazing Alanis at TPC Sawgrass here in Ponte Vedra Beach. You are amazing. The dessert was delicious and I'm so happy that you're in our community. So that was the Find Food Freedom win of the week. It was more of a little story this week, but what a perfect bridge, because I thought about how, you know, grateful anytime something happens when I'm out to eat, like I am so grateful for Food Freedom because this, I didn't know this dessert was going to be served to me, right? I didn't know how many calories are in this dessert. I don't know what the ingredients are. I don't know anything about it. And the old version of me, like 10 plus years ago in diet culture, that would have sent me on a fucking spiral being like, what is this? This isn't in my macros. This is too many calories. This is too much sugar. I can't eat this. And now, how cool that not only do I have food freedom, but to be able to be, someone is thanking me for the work that we're doing and they're giving me a dessert and my husband and I can enjoy this precious moment, enjoy this food together. And it was a very full circle moment. And it's a perfect bridge to today's episode of fasting, because what if you or I or anybody was intermittent fasting? And what if it wasn't in our eating window? What if somebody gave us this delicious, beautiful, decadent dessert and we were like, oh, you know what? It's not my time to eat. I can't eat it. And I just think about like whether it's fasting, whether it's any diet, how if you're following strict food rules, how much it interferes with your life satisfaction and your ability to be present and enjoy moments. So without further ado, let's bridge this episode and bridge this gap and talk about fasting. So this one, I put up a poll yesterday, asking which diet you wanted covered this week. And it was a pretty close call between fasting and Weight Watchers. So don't worry, we're going to get to Weight Watchers too. I actually did a previous episode on Weight Watchers, but it was before they partnered with the telehealth doctors who now prescribe Ozempic and weight loss injections. So we got to update that episode. Woo, that'll be a doozy. But let's stick with this week. So we're going to talk about fasting. And as we get into it, first, I want to talk about, you know, the 10 weeks of diet culture series and a few disclaimers. First of all, we here at Find Food Freedom, as certified intuitive eating counselors and registered dietitians, are anti-diet. We are not anti-human beings who diet. So if you are someone who has fasted in the past, you're currently fasting, you are thinking about intermittent fasting, you know, this, I cannot stress enough, like you do not need to feel guilt or shame for having a diet history, for currently dieting. We are anti-diet culture, not anti-human beings who diet. 99.99999% of the clients that we service in our organization have an extensive diet culture history, and that's why they want to find food freedom now, because dieting has interfered with their life so much that they have so much food and body obsession. So I also always raise my hand to talk about how I myself was in diet culture for a really long time, and that's a huge part of why I'm on this side now and doing the work that I do. So we are anti-diet. We are anti-diet culture. Let's define that today as any program, pill, quick fix, magic plan that is promising you intentional weight loss. Okay. Now, the diet industry, and I think this fact, I got to like refact check this. This was years ago. It was a $72 billion industry. I think I heard, is it Evelyn Trivoli talking about how if you loop in health insurance because of how diet culture that can get with BMI and all the different things, that it's like over $100 billion. So it's a big ass industry, right? It's prominent. And so it's all around us, right? And that's why we wanted to do this series leading up to Christmas and then into the new year, because this time of year, we're getting all of these messages of like how to be good during the holiday season, right? How to be good. And then come January, how to start your New Year's off right, like how to lose weight in 2024 and just all of this bullshit. And so I really want to call attention to all of the bullshit and help you stay grounded in your journey of making peace with food, making peace with your body as we navigate these really tough times. Diet culture is always loud and pervasive, but I think during the holiday season into the New Year's, it is absolutely the loudest. So I guess we got to be louder. So let's jump in to fasting. Okay. Now there are, there are there are a lot of different types of fasts. There are different fasting diets you can do where you're fasting for a certain amount of time, different amount of time. I'm not going to go through them all. That I don't give a shit about that. But what I do want to touch on is the fact that fasting is a diet and is restrictive. I can't tell you how many people that I've talked to that are confused because they're like, well, wait, I'm allowed to eat whatever I want during my eating windows. But so like, how is this restriction? It's restricting time. Okay. So we as human beings, if we have access to food, if we have food security, we do not need to be restricting when we are, air quotes, allowed to eat food. When we think about intuitive eating and what it really encompasses, it helps you create trust with your body and listen to those internal cues and trust your hunger, respect your fullness, listen to satisfaction. You can't do any of that when you're fasting because you are limited to when you are allowed to eat. What if I am hungry and I am craving something and I have a very specific desire for something and I'm not in an eating window? Will I then have to turn down my internal cues? I have to neglect what myself is telling me, what my body is telling me, and I'm not allowed to eat. That truly goes against everything that intuitive eating stands for. And so I want to be explicitly clear that fasting is restriction. And anybody who said it isn't is full of shit because it's restricting the time. And I can't stress this enough. If you have access to food, if you have enough privilege to have food security and to eat food, you do not need to restrict yourself in the amount of time that you eat. And if you're doing that with because you feel out of control around food and you think that if you limit the time that you're allowed to eat it, that is only going to make you feel more out of control when you get to food. And so that is like point number one that I want to get out there with fasting. When I look at point number two, I go back to kind of the story, right, that I started this episode with. What about life satisfaction? Like I look at fasting and I have been in social situations with other humans who are fasting and we are out to a brunch, right? As a group, or we are at a holiday party, right? Or we are somewhere where we are enjoying being present. We are enjoying company of other human beings. And there are people actively choosing to not eat and to restrict themselves and to not allow themselves food that they want because they're not allowed to eat. It's not their eating window. That to me, ooh, that just throws this diet out the window as an absolutely not, because food is so much more than food. Yes, food is nourishment. Yes, food is energy. Yes, food is fuel. Yes, it's all of these wonderful things. It's vitamins, it's minerals, it's fiber, it's all these great things. And food is pleasure. Food is tradition. Food is memories. I think about holidays where I was so entrenched in diet culture that I wouldn't allow myself to eat, let's say, my Yaya's specific Greek dish that she made from scratch. And maybe I wasn't fasting, right? And it was because I was following these other rules. But if we carry this over to fasting, it's like, okay, maybe you have these traditional dishes that were made with love from people in your family. You only have access to them specific times of year when you all get together. And yet you are fasting, so you're not allowed to eat it. Like, that to me decreases our life satisfaction dramatically. Dramatically. Oh. So I really want you to think, if you are considering fasting, if you are currently fasting, to not instill guilt and shame on yourself, but to ask yourself, do I want this food that's in front of me that I can't air quotes currently eat because it's not my eating window? And reminding yourself that you're an adult human being with autonomy and the ability to make choices. And yes, one of those could be to choose to fast. And one of those could also be to choose to partake in a social gathering and enjoy food that brings you joy or that you do enjoy. Now, often I hear from people a couple different things. People will tell me, but I naturally fast. Like, I wake up and I'm not hungry in the morning and I go a really long time without eating. And I want to address this and I want to talk about this because I think it's, you know, it's different than an intentional fast in the sense of like someone saying like, I'm doing this fasting diet with this fasting window, et cetera. So one thing to think about is that we as human beings naturally fast at night, right? Like when we are sleeping, we are not eating. We might be dreaming about eating, but we're not eating when we're sleeping. And so we fast. So however long you sleep for, and usually, you know, if unless you're eating like the moment you fall asleep, there might be an hour, 2 hours, depending on, you know, whatever happens that day for you. You might have a few hours before bed. You might not. Just depends. And then you sleep and then you wake up. And generally speaking, if you're getting the recommended 7 to 9 hours, plus or minus a few hours of time awake before and, you know, after you wake up without eating, you might be fasting 10 hours, 12 hours from the time that you're going to bed to waking up and those kind of transitional hours. So you're naturally giving your body and your GI system rest at night. And so when we think about the metabolism and we think about food and we think about our body and breakfast, right? Breaking the fast, that is such an important part of fueling our body, fueling our cells, fueling our brain to start to get food in to get the day going, right? To give ourselves energy. And to those who say, I'm not hungry in the morning, right? Or right first thing when I wake up, I like to give myself a little bit of time and then I eat. I want to say, like, you know your body better than anyone, so you have to do what's right for you. I do want to encourage you to get curious and to think about, what does your first meal of the day look like, or snack of the day look like when you are breaking the fast? So let's say you're naturally getting a 10-hour fast at night because you're sleeping and the transitional time. And then let's say you're not eating all day until 1 p.m. because you're air quotes not hungry. And the reason I use air quotes is because are we not hungry or are we not aware of our hunger cues? Because often what I'll hear people say is the first meal of the day is this very large eating experience, feeling very hungry. So that might be extreme hunger in that measure. And it's important to note that are there ways that we could start to experience hunger, but maybe it's not that extreme hunger and we could start to get food in a little sooner to give your body energy, to give your body something to start rolling with, right? To give your brain some energy and fuel to get you going instead of waiting until we get to that extreme measure of hunger. And this is, again, going to be different to everyone of what feels physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Because a lot of times what can happen is people say, like, I'm not hungry until, let's use, just keep rolling with this example, 1 p.m. Well, then what happens after we have that big feast where we have extreme hunger and we're eating a lot? Do you feel physically unpleasant? Does it feel very uncomfortable in your body when you're breaking that fast and when you're eating? And if so, do we want to address it? Do we want to look at that and say, okay, that doesn't mean eat less in that setting, but what if we could get a little bit more in before we get to the extreme hunger? And that's something that we talk about in session with clients. And please know when, you know, there's no rules to intuitive eating. So that does not mean that when you become an intuitive eater, you have to eat breakfast and you have to have this balanced thing and you have to eat every, are there recommendations of from a nutrition science standpoint that we know that the body likes to be consistently fed? It likes a balance of macronutrients. It likes, you know, carbs, protein, fat, fiber, hydration. Yes, we know that it typically thrives and feels more pleasant to give that to our bodies. But that does not mean that you have to automatically start doing that. It's to get curious of how do you feel with your current behaviors around food, physically, mentally, and emotionally. So for those going back, this is a very long-winded answer of going back to what if I'm not hungry for breakfast? Then you do not have to eat it. And I want to encourage you to get really intentional about taking note of how you feel when you do sit down to eat. How do you feel in your body? Do you feel tired? Do you feel irritated? Do you feel anxious? Do you feel like you could snap at someone? Like, what does that hunger feel like in that moment? And how urgently are you eating? And how do you feel after that eating experience? So these are all things to consider when I want to say it's like you're not intentionally fasting, but you look at your habits and your behaviors and it's like, okay, I'm going this whole night without eating and I'm not eating breakfast. And now kind of looking at, okay, how does that serve me physically, mentally, emotionally? Whew. Okay. So we just got through a good amount there. And again, this is not, let's go back to the basis of why we're covering fasting and fasting in general as like a restrictive diet. There are zero randomized controlled trials that show sustained weight loss greater than 2 years for any diet. And so when we're looking, like there is so much research out there related to food, related to dieting, related to all of these things. One thing I want to be clear about is there, like I just said, there's zero randomized controlled trials that show sustained weight loss greater than 2 years for any diet. So we're not really looking at the long-term effects of things. And it's important to note with most research around food, it's not covering the psychological or behavioral implications of dieting. So I want you to think about if you're someone who has previously fasted, if you're someone who has really looked into fasting and you know the rules and you kind of know the lay of the land, how has that How has that had an effect on your relationship with food? Do you notice yourself feeling guilty if you eat before a certain time or if you eat after a certain time? If you start to notice morality associated to the timing of eating, that is something we want to get curious about. We want to take note of it because that is something that when we look at fasting, they're not studying how it's affecting you psychologically, how it's affecting your behaviors, how it's affecting your social life, how it's affecting your life satisfaction. And that's where we really need to take this broad step and really look at how it's affecting you as a whole. So to wrap this beautiful episode with a bow, we at Find Food Freedom are not fans of fasting. We are fans of intuitive eating, which helps you trust your body, listen to your hunger and fullness cues, make choices based on satisfaction, really pull in instinct, rational thought, and emotion into your eating experience. And if you are restricting the time that you are, air quotes, allowed to eat, you are not going to be able to be an intuitive eater or to be present in these eating experiences. Ooh. All right. So if you're listening to this episode and you're like, oh, I needed to hear that, whether, again, you fasted in the past, you're fasting currently, you were thinking about it, or maybe you're just like, yes, I really needed this episode and I'm excited to hear all these things. We're very happy that you're here. And we always have additional resources. So in addition to the podcast today, if you're like, okay, I love the podcast, I want to keep listening, but you want more support, please know that you can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. Again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com. And over there, you're going to see all sorts of support. We have a free intuitive eating training. It's 1 hour long to really get you immersed in this paradigm and teach you what it is and what it isn't. We have a monthly membership, which is an extremely low cost, high value level of support for beginners. Currently, we have our early bird enrollment going on for group coaching. So if you go to findfoodfreedomresources.com, you can apply for our coaching program to work with our team of intuitive eating counselors and dietitians. And please know that in our coaching programs, this is professional counseling. When we look at podcasts, when we look at social media clips, again, so grateful for those who are engaging and learning, but please know that social media and podcasts will never be a substitute for professional support with a medical provider. So if you are someone who's saying, I'm ready for more, I need more support, please head on over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. Take what feels good, take what feels right, and leave the rest behind. So I just want to say thank you so much for being here for today's episode. Please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed this podcast, head on over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe. And feel free when you leave a review to let us know what topics you want to hear more of, what topics really interest you. And again, I just cannot say thank you enough for being here. It is such a privilege. It's such an honor. And we do not take the responsibility lightly of having impact on your relationship with food and body image. So I will see you next week for our next week of the 10 Weeks of Diet Culture series. Shoot us a DM on Instagram at find.food.freedom. Again, at find.food.freedom. Shoot me a DM what diet you want to see next. We have a few weeks left. There's many diets to pick from. So whatever you want to see most, that's what I want to know because I would love to cover it for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true because then we get to help people make peace with food, body and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to our social channels and follow us at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. I also want to give you a free gift simply just for showing up today. So if you head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com, you are going to get a free gift, again, just for being here. It's a training entitled, What the Hell is Intuitive Eating and How Do I Get Started? This training breaks down what intuitive eating actually is and isn't, along with breaking down the three biggest myths with intuitive eating, and will give you some practical steps to get started on your food freedom journey. So if you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody who you think needs to hear it. And when you rate and review, leave us some feedback, what you want to hear more of, what questions you have. The more that you share this podcast, the more this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. So thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Bye.